It's time for this week's Focus on Business. 79% of present-day college students believe education should include some form of professional experience, according to a study by Northeastern University. And in today's economy, professional life is increasingly entrepreneurial. That's the focus of the Innovation Network for Entrepreneurial Thinking, or INET, an undergraduate academic program in leadership and entrepreneurial thinking for all University of Kentucky students, regardless of major. Tom Martin talked with Randall Stevens of Lexington-based Arch Vision, co-chair of the INET Advisory Board, about the program's relationship with the Lexington entrepreneurial community.
Have we become more of an entrepreneurial society, and is this a response to that?
I think for sure we're more entrepreneurial by force. I saw a statistic recently that said I think by 2018, something like 40% of the people in the U.S. are going to be 1099s, which means they're not working for somebody else, they're working for themselves. So, I think people are having to, there are no permanent jobs anymore. Everybody has to be entrepreneurial in their thinking.
Now, I know that INET is housed in the College of Communications at UK, actually Communications and Information, but it's open to all UK students from all disciplines, correct?
Yeah, it's actually across all the colleges are open. So it's a certificate program. Even though it was started at the College of Communications, it actually has many colleges across the university that participate. So students can, each of the colleges can offer up courses that qualify for the certificate program, and then students are encouraged to be able to take courses across different colleges in order to get that certificate.
And is the idea here to inspire entrepreneurialism in all those disciplines, to think like an entrepreneur, even though you may be majoring in music, let's say?
Exactly. So, and that's a good example. The College of Fine Arts has been one of the colleges that has been participating in the program. So, yes, I think it's, the idea is that no matter what discipline that you're in, that there's a need for this kind of design and entrepreneurial thinking that needs to go along with it in order for you to be successful as you exit and enter the workforce.
The title of this initiative includes the word network, and that implies a lot of people connected in some way. Can you kind of give us an idea of who's involved, what sectors they represent?
Yeah, so the obviously the different professors and researchers across the university are involved, but combining that, and that's really where this advisory board comes in, is that we're trying to bring in a lot of outsiders from outside the university and bringing entrepreneurs and people who've been involved in this process and trying to get them involved at the university and injected into this process. So I started teaching last year a new intro course in the Gatton School of Business that's called Intro to Entrepreneurship. And as part of that course, this is the second year that I've taught it. I have about over 20 guests come in throughout the semester. So I joke that it's I lecture on Mondays and have guests in on Wednesday, so I only have to really teach half the time. But it's very inspiring to bring in and tap all of the network of entrepreneurs and people who've been through this process from here in the region. And they're always, they love coming in and talking to the students and sharing what they've learned as part of that process. And the students, eat it up. They like hearing the stories, and it's really eye-opening to them about, not only what's being done, but the people here in the region that are doing it. So we try to do more of that.